Salaam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. We are with you to see briefly who is Sayyid al-Sharif al-Razi and what was his motive to write Nahjul Balagha. Furthermore, we will discuss the reliability of this extraordinary book, so stay tuned. Sayyid al-Razi was born in the year 359 after Hijra and departed this world on 6th of Muharram, 406 after Hijra. In Qazamain, there is a shrine attributed to him. His full name, which includes his lineage, is Muhammad ibn Husayn ibn Musa ibn Muhammad ibn Musa ibn Ibrahim ibn Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. From the Hashemite and Ali Abi Talib, that is why he is called al-Sharif. His lineage goes back to Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam through 6 intermediaries. His mother is a descendant of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, and his father Abu Ahmad Husayn ibn Musa al-Ulawi was a scholar and naqib and was in charge of judiciary in his time and also among the leaders of Hajj caravans. By observing Sayyid al-Razi's scientific status, we see that he has been introduced as a jurisprudent, theologian, exegete, and poet. He studied under Shia and Sunni scholars, including Sheikh Mufid. According to Ibn Abi al-Hadid, Sheikh Mufid had a dream in which Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha came to him accompanied with Hassanain, meaning Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan alayhim as-salam. In the dream, she asked Sheikh Mufid to teach them both jurisprudences. And the next morning, Sheikh Mufid was sitting in his usual spot in the mosque when Fatima, daughter of Nasser, entered with her two sons, Sayyid al-Razi and Sayyid al-Murtaza. She approached Sheikh Mufid and told him that she had brought them to study jurisprudence. Sayyid al-Razi was also the naqib of Alawis in Baghdad after his father, which was an organization to take care of the affairs of the Sadat and their orphans and to provide for their financial needs while maintaining their dignity. He also is known as the first person who established a Shia Hoza. He prepared a house for a group of his students and Tulab and turned it into a school that named it Darul Ilm. Sayyid al-Razi has worked on topics such as jurisprudence, theology, Quran commentary, hadith, and poetry. Some of them have been translated into other languages. And Nahjul Balagha is his most noted work, which he completed in the year 400 Hijra. And he considered it a source of pride for himself. Regarding the motivation for writing Nahjul Balagha, perhaps it is best to refer to the author's own words. In the introduction to Nahjul Balagha, he clarifies that his main motive and goal from the very beginning of writing Nahjul Balagha has been to select sermons, letters, and short quotes that stood out in terms of eloquence, rhetoric, and beauty. Further on, in his introduction to Nahjul Balagha, Sayyid al-Sharif al-Razi includes a disclaimer explaining that he has not gathered all the sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam and does not have complete knowledge of what Imam alayhi salam has said. Therefore, although Nahjul Balagha contains 241 lectures and 79 letters and 489 wisdoms of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it is but a portion of what was really out there. That is to say, the words and teachings of our master Imam Ali alayhi salam are not limited to what Sayyid al-Razi has collected, nor is Sayyid al-Razi the only person to have compiled the words of the commander of the faithful, peace be upon him. For example, Mas'udi, who lived 100 years before Sayyid al-Razi, says in his famous book, The Meadows and Gold and the Mines of Jewels, Muravij al-Zahab wa Ma'adin al-Jawhar, points out that some have gathered 480 of Imam's sermons in their books. Therefore, some people came after Sayyid al-Razi and wrote books titled Mustadrak al-Nahjul Balagha. The term Mustadrak refers to compilations of narrations which a previous compiler has omitted or neglected for whatever reason. Mustadrak al-Nahj al-Balagha is in fact a book that complements the Nahj al-Balagha and is sometimes called Mulhaq al-Nahj al-Balagha, meaning an addendum to Nahj al-Balagha. Now a question might be raised here. Did people write down all the Imam's lectures word by word? How can we be sure of correctness of Nahj al-Balagha and its attribution to Imam Ali alayhi salam? Allama Askari, great historian, says something in his book, Imam's Role in Reviving of Islam, that is very relevant to our question. He mentions that the ban on quoting and compiling hadiths was lifted during Imam Ali's rule, and Imam Ali alayhi salam himself paid special attention to transmitting and spreading the teachings of the Quran and the prophetic traditions, and taught his companions to take these matters seriously as well. Thus, Allama Askari concludes that people were encouraged to write and record and publish the hadiths during Imam Ali alayhi salam's caliphate, and so the longest period of compiling and recording the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam is during this period. Another aspect is the existence of different groups who were very intent on writing, recording, and publishing the sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam. First group are the followers and companions of the Imam alayhi salam, some of whom, according to narrations, wrote down the Imam's words during this speech and as soon as they had left his mouth. People like Khomein ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai, Asbagh ibn Nubate, Zayn ibn Wahab, Rashid Hajari, Abul Aswad Du'ili, Meesam al-Tammar, and so on. Second group worth mentioning are the dedicated soldiers of the Imam known as Shurtatul Khamis, which some count their numbers up to 40,000, and there is no doubt that each of them was trusted by the Imam alayhi salam, and they were transmitting part of the Imam's words to the people. Third and fourth group, which are the most important category, are Ahl Bayt alayhim salam and their companions and students. In many of their narrations, it is observed that they cite Imam Ali alayhi salam as their source and quote from him. Apart from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, there is a long list of their companions such as Muhammad ibn Isa, Ismail ibn Mihran, Muhammad ibn Khalid, Muhammad ibn Qais, Abdul Azim al-Hassani, and so on. So now we know who is Sayyid al-Sharif al-Razi, the author of Nahj al-Balagha. We understand his motives, and we are reassured about the reliability of this extraordinary book. And this was your weekly dose of Nahj al-Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.
Wherever you are.